with the business, and Vodafone's decided to cash out of the United States. What's it done?
It has. It's one of the biggest corporate deals in history. Vodafone currently owns 45% of the United States mobile phone network. Verizon, it's one of the big players across the Atlantic. Verizon is now paying £84 billion to buy Vodafone's stake. About £54 billion of that will go to Vodafone shareholders here in the UK. Big cash windfall for everyone from pension funds to employees who've invested in the business. Vodafone boss Vittorio Colao says the price is right.
Well, I would say we got an offer that we thought was in the interest of our shareholders to accept. At the end of the day, it's as simple as that.
No corporation tax is payable on the deal, mainly because it's routed through a company based in the Netherlands. But Vodafone argues even if it was based here, there will be no tax payable under a law passed by the last Labour government. Mr. Colao says everything is being done by the rules.
Everybody is entitled to his opinion or her opinion, and every opinion is valid. But we don't deal with opinions. We deal with rules and with standard rules and practices and tax practices from any jurisdiction where we operate. And as I said, this jurisdiction is the Dutch one, but even the UK one have very similar rules. So we apply the rules.
Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst at Priory Consultant. Eddie, thank you for hanging on the line. Is this a good deal for Vodafone?
It does look like a good deal for Vodafone. I think they've been waiting to do this for some time. And it looks like that they now have some cash to both give back to their shareholders and also to invest in some of their holdings in Europe, where they want to actually consolidate and expand into broadband communications as well as mobile.
Vodafone, a big giant operator here, many markets around the world. Is there any sense of an admission of failure at all, though, in terms of the United States? Lots of deals, lots of talk of deals around the turn of the about 10 years ago, but yet in the end, they've come back.
Well, they've done very well out of their investment in the United States, not just in terms of the amount of money they've got for this deal, but the dividends they've received from Verizon Wireless, over the last 10 years have been very, very substantial. The problem was that they didn't actually control it, and they couldn't control either the dividend flow or the strategy of the company, and that didn't suit them very well. It makes sense for them to get out of that market, although for any global player to not operate in the North American market could be seen as a bit of an admission of failure.
Where does it leave Vodafone? What is Vodafone without this stake in Verizon? A much smaller company?
Well, it's a smaller company. Clearly, if it gives £54 billion back to its shareholders, then it becomes a smaller company. The other thing that you need to take into account is the fact that because it no longer has a substantial shareholding in the United States, makes it a much more attractive prospect for a United States raider like AT&T to actually acquire Vodafone completely.
Oh, I was going to ask, is there a potential for them to be vulnerable to a takeover in the long term?
There is potential for them to be vulnerable, and AT&T has apparently been making noises about wanting to acquire somebody who will allow them to operate significantly in the European wireless market. So they have made themselves vulnerable to that. That may actually be their strategy. We don't know.
Any chance of Verizon coming back in and looking to buy them, or is that pie in the sky?
I have no idea what discussions are going on in the Verizon boardrooms around this, but that's also conceivable, I suppose, although AT&T is the one who has sort of semi-publicly declared its hand in that side.
Any political fallout on the issue about the lack of corporation tax being paid over this deal? Any impact in terms of issue with regulators here in the UK?
I think it sounds like Vodafone is very confident on its position on this. I'm not an expert on tax, so I don't really know. But I suspect there could be some choppy political waters as various politicians try to make capital out of bashing Vodafone.
Eddie Murphy from Priory Consulting, thank you very much indeed for your time.